princesses and princes, toy lovers and gamers. My name is Jared, and with me is my full of life daughter, Faith.
Hi.
How are you today, baby girl?
Good.
Excellent. We will be your host for the podcast. We are so excited that you have joined us at our kids' table. Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We give an overview, provide a little insight on how to play, and share some of our thoughts on the game, all in an attempt to give you an idea of how well it would fit for you and your table. Today, we will be looking at Toy Story, Obstacles and Adventures, designed by Prospero Hall and Cami Mandel, and published by The Up.
Toy Story, Obstacles and Adventures is a 2-5 player cooperative deck building adventure game. Inside the box are 6 adventures waiting to be explored by Woody, Buzz, Jesse, Bo Peep, and Rex. But be careful, with each new box comes new rules, new dangers, and new hazards. But they also come with new friends and new toys to join the adventure. The strike your matches and light your rockets. It's time to talk about Toy Story, Obstacles and Adventures.
Awesome. Alright, Faith. Before we talk about the game, I've got some questions for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Alright, Faith. Which Toy Story movie is your favorite?
Two?
Two is really good.
Yeah.
I am really impressed by two, especially having to follow up one. Because one was excellent.
Yes, one is excellent. And that's your favorite episode, too.
What do you like about two that makes it your favorite? Is it Jesse?
I think what it is that Woody goes on a longer adventure, but it's like by himself.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then later the toys have to they have to cut over bushes to go to the building, and then they go to the wrong building. So it took them so long. So they went through all of that just to go to the wrong building.
Oh, so silly. No, I think Toy Story Fair. Toy Story Fair.
Toy Story Fair.
I think Toy Story 2 is really fun, and I like that they did not feel any kind of pressure to become something that they weren't, and they just had a lot of fun with it, which is great. I think for me, Toy Story 1 is my favorite. Toy Story 1 is just a classic. It hits all the right beats. It's fun. It's an adventure. It's a coming to friends moment. And I love it. Everything about it's great. Faith, who is your favorite Toy Story character?
Woody.
Woody's your favorite. Now, see, I'm really surprised by that because you're always pretending to be Bo Peep or Jesse. And I don't ever hear you talk about Woody. So why is Woody your favorite?
Because he's basically the main character.
Okay. You like the protagonist. That's good.
But he's also the star of the show, and he's also the star of the show in Toy Story 2.
Yep, that's true.
So, I mean, I went from liking Bo Peep and Jesse to liking Woody. Because he's okay, he's the star of the show, and he's the main character, and I love main characters, so that's who I'm loving.
Do you like that he's a leader?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool.
And then Dolly becomes the leader, but he's her assistant.
Happens sometimes.
But still.
Yeah, for sure. I think my favorite characters are the army men in Toy Story 1 and 2. I think they're great. And I also really, in Toy Story 4, I loved Duke Kaboom and Combat Carl. I thought they were fun.
Yeah, they were.
I also really liked Bunny and Ducky. Did you like Bunny and Ducky? I thought they were hilarious. I will ask you one final question, Faith.
Yeah, sure.
If you could be a toy, what kind of toy would you be?
A Barbie doll.
A Barbie doll? That'd be fun. Would you live in a Barbie dream house? Or would you live in a Barbie dream boat? Or in a Barbie dream car?
I'd say I'd be an artist Barbie.
Oh, fun.
Barbie artist.
Very cool.
But but I'd be like a teacher that teaches art, but I'm like a really famous painter that paints pictures, but they're of very famous authors that wrote ballerina stories.
Wow. This is getting really specific.
Or dance stories.
Nice. Very cool. I think that's a great choice. I would definitely be a Power Rangers action figure without question. I think that would be awesome. All right, Faith, shall we tell them how to play this game?
Yes, I think we should.
Perfect. All right. So like Faith said at the beginning, there are 6 adventures in this box. We are primarily going to talk about adventure 1, and we'll go ahead and make a quick note about adventure 2. If you're playing with a max player count of 5, then you will need to go ahead and open the box for adventure 2, because that way you can have 5 characters.
Buzz, Jesse, Bo Peep, Rex, and Woody.
Perfect. Yep. So Jesse's who you find in the second box. The other 4, like Faith said, are the ones that you find in the main box. But for the most part, everything else can be played in Adventure 1 unless you do need that 5th player. So Faith, I will explain what a deck building game is, and then I'm going to let you talk about some of the specifics of the cards and that sort of thing, okay?
Like items and friends?
Yeah, that'd be great. And then if you could also do, we can talk about the other stuff too together. So a deck building game is where you are given a starting set of cards that start as your deck. You start with a deck of 10 and your hand limit is 5. So you'll always have 5 cards to start your turn, usually, unless something bad happens. On the board, there are bad things that stay on the board until you remove them. There is an adventure track, which is essentially your clock in the game. If you ever get to the end of the adventure track, then you'd lose. And that is one of the ways that the game would end. And then the last thing is that on the right side of the board is where you have a variety of cards that you can add to your deck using currency in the game. There are 2 types of tokens that are used in this game. They are Insight, which is the little Pixar lamp that's used to overcome some of the bad things that we'll talk about here in a moment, and Imagination, which is the Toy Story ball with a star on it. That is your currency for the game. So, Faith, if they were to be buying cards to add to their deck, what kind of cards are they going to find?
You will find in your starting deck, there are a lot of trade cards, especially in Bo Peep.
Anyway, all of them, really. And then what are the other 2 types that they'll find?
And you'll find an item. Unless they got a few more, you'll find 2 items. And then you'll find at least one friend.
So that'll make up your deck of 10 cards. And then what do you buy in the bank on the board?
It goes up to at least 8 of max cost counts of getting a card from the right side of the board. Like Dad said a little bit ago, you have to have imagination tokens to buy anything on the board.
And the cards cost, they can go up to 8 for the really powerful ones, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot that costs 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 as well, right?
The lowest one you can get to is Baby Head, which is 2.
Oh, so there are some that are 2. I forgot about that. I don't think there's anything that only costs 1, but there are definitely some that cost 2.
It's 2 to 8.
Right. So you will find other cards that are kind of like the ones you start with, but they're a little bit stronger, right? Or a lot stronger in some cases.
Yes.
And they will also be traits or items or friends. So what kind of friends do you find in the deck that you really enjoy, Faith?
I'd say it'd be the Green Army Men.
The Army Men are really cool. Why do you like them?
They aren't just protecting the toys, but they're working together.
That's true. When you play multiple Army Men on the same turn, then they work off of each other and their abilities work together. The other 2 types are traits, which are basically abilities that are one-time abilities.
Little aliens.
Yeah, they have the alien on their card.
That gains you 1 ball.
Well, it depends. Like the basic ones do, but then the ones you find in the deck will make it stronger and you have bigger abilities. Like you might gain 2 imagination and 2 of the insight tokens or something like that. It just depends on what the card does. And then items will have an effect as well.
So I got Woody's deck right here and it says his 2 items is a cowboy hat and a sheriff badge. And as you all know, I mean, like, he's a cowboy, so he needs a cowboy hat and he needs a sheriff badge.
That makes sense.
Now, those items, it's not like you could like just put it on. They're kind of like cards that you can discard.
The reason that they're different, even though they all have abilities on them and do different things, is that some of the character abilities work with certain types of cards. So one character might want more traits, one will want more items, one might want more friends, and they all kind of work together depending on the cards that are played. So then some of the bad things that can happen on your turn, there will be a danger card that will flip over. That will be just a one time, this is a bad thing that happens this turn. And then there will be hazard effects, which are ongoing effects. But the goal of the game is to remove all hazards from the game. And you do that with the insight tokens. They will have a every turn if certain things apply, then this happens. And if you ever defeat the hazard, it goes away so that bad thing doesn't happen anymore.
So it goes in the discard pile.
That's right. And there's a good thing that happens. The toys might heal some health, or they might get to draw a card or something of that nature. So those are basically some of the things that are going on in the game. When you have your hand, you'll play as many cards as you want. Whatever cards that you can't play will get discarded, and then you'll draw up a new set of cards. As you buy cards, they go into your discard pile, but then eventually get shuffled back in when your deck runs out, and then your deck's getting bigger. So, Faith, with all that said, what are some things that you really like about this game?
I really enjoy playing on a team because it's not like you're like, okay, I'm going to beat this person in this game, but I'm like really good at this game more than this person, so I know I'm going to win. But it's kind of like, okay, if we're working together, then probably the hazard cards are the bad guys.
Yeah.
And they're trying to keep us from winning.
Yeah. Faith, I think that's really fun. And I think it's so cool the way that you think about that. What other things do you like about this game? You like that it's cooperative. What else do you like?
I like getting to build the different decks each time.
Oh, you like making different types of decks because each time you're buying different cards, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you want to go for the same strategy or do you try to change it up?
I try to change it up.
One of the things that we've gotten to kind of experience with that is that each character has a different kind of base strategy that you want to kind of go for. In the game, do you have a preference on one character over the other?
No, I just like being them all.
That's cool. Do you like anything else about the game?
I think it's a fun challenge to overcome the different hazards in each game. When you get to like the really end of the game, you're like, okay, we're at the end of the game, but you got to get like 8 lamps to complete this.
Yeah.
So you got to, okay, I'm going to get this lamp. If there's a choice, I'm getting the lamps because I want to win this game. So I'll get the lamps. And that's how I win the game.
Yeah. So a lot of these games have been really close. Do you think that this game is really difficult?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of? What do you mean by that?
So it's kind of difficult because like as soon as you finish one hazard, another one's out.
Yeah.
So it's like the hazards are like rushing you to get them out of the board so you can get the last one.
And there's the pressure of the adventure track of that clock,
yes.
Right? Okay. So we did something that I don't know that I would recommend. I showed you this game before you knew how to read. And there was a lot of text on the cards that I had to kind of walk us both through, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you could do it over again, do you feel like I should have waited until you could read? Or did you like the fact that we started when we did?
I think I like the fact that we started when we did because it's a cooperative game and you were helping me learn to read. So I was like, three?
I think you're more like five.
Five?
Yeah.
I mean, I love to read now.
Yeah.
So I've gotten pretty good at this game because I've learned to read and I've loved reading. And I basically don't even play with my sisters anymore because I love reading so much.
You still play with your sisters sometimes.
I do, but I read more.
You do read a lot. Well, I'm glad that you said that, Faith, because I wasn't sure if that was a good choice or not. But I'm glad that you enjoyed this game a lot. And the way we did it is I would kind of give you your options and then you would just kind of pick which card you wanted, which was fun. I really enjoyed playing these games with you. I just didn't know if you liked not knowing how to read and that part of it, but glad that you do. Do you feel like this game was relatively easy to learn?
No.
It was pretty difficult because there's a lot of things going on, isn't there? Okay.
And like I said earlier, there's a lot of hazards flipping up.
Yeah.
So if you don't even know how to read, I mean, it could be pretty
hard.
Well,
that makes sense, yes.
Because you don't even know how to read yet. No. And these hazards, you're like, they're like flipping up.
You're getting stressed out right now just thinking about it.
It's just six. It's like six. And then you got 7, 8, 9, 10. Forever and ever.
My goodness.
So hard.
So hard.
Especially when you are reading.
But we've made it. We've gotten through them all. And that's a lot of fun, right?
Yep.
All right, Faith. I think let's go ahead and move into grading and final thoughts. Okay. Faith, what grade do you give this game?
I would like to one thumb up. Because the hazards are really hard, especially if you don't know how to read.
All right, so that's a good point. It is important that you do know how to read. If you knew how to read from the beginning, would you say that you'd give this game two thumbs up?
Yes.
Okay.
If you have small children around you, it's a cooperative game. So, I mean, like, if the little kids are, like, interested in the game, you can let them, like, be with your parents.
That's true. So I will say I give this game one thumb up. I really enjoy this game. I think that it's a lot of fun. We love the Toy Story theme. Part of the reason that we got into it when we did was because girls were going through a Toy Story craze.
What's a Toy Story craze?
You were watching Toy Story all the time, and that's all you talked about. That's all you wanted. We got all the action figures. It was a big time. And
I colored on Jesse's face with an ink pen. That was a disaster.
That's true. That was a disaster. We got it. I knew that it was a cooperative game, so even though if it had some text, I could help you out. And I think that those experiences were really good. I would say I probably pushed it a little soon. I would wait until your children can read, because I think that makes for a more full experience. I think that the game has the right amount of complexity. It gives a lot of challenge, but it's not so overwhelming that kids feel like they are waiting on the adults to make the right decision. There's also a good amount of game in here. It's not just, it's not dumbed down at all. I do think that their age recommendation of 8+ is actually pretty on the head for this one. And I like this game.
I'm only 7.
You're only 7, but I think that you handle this game way better now than you did in year 5.
Especially when I was 5.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to read, and we still won that game.
We did. We won several
game,
times.
I didn't even know how to read yet.
That's true. But there were some close calls. I like this game at 2 players, 3 players, and 4 players. 5 is fun, but it gets pretty busy, and it makes it harder for kids' attention span to stick around. So I don't know if I'd go all the way up to 5, but you know, your mileage may vary on that one.
I agree with you, Dad. 4 is a pretty good player count, but I'd say if you're like, this is a really good game and I want my kids to learn it, but your kids are like just learning to read, I'd say start out with 3 players.
That's probably a good idea, or maybe even 2 if it's just you and one of your little kids. Yeah. Like we did. Yeah, there's not a lot to really not like about this game. I do think that it's a deck builder, and so while it does add new mechanics each box, it does follow the same basic principle. So the only real critique that I have is that it does get a little samey, but I don't think that I have a lot of critiques for this game. I think that it's really good. That one thumb up is where I think I'd put it. I don't think it's the greatest game of all time, but I think it's a solid, good game that can be enjoyed by kids, by adults, and is a fun time.
Yeah, I say that too.
Great. Well, hey, thank you all so much for joining us today at the kids' table. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our social are in the description. If you don't like socials, I completely get it. Shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or find us on BoardGameGeek. 5-star reviews, subscribing to your podcast player of choice, following us on socials if that's your thing, and joining the conversation on Discord. These heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art and to Anna Snyder who made the music. Join us next week as Ian and I discuss Heat, pedal to the metal. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Bye-bye!
Toodles!
Bye-bye!
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Remember, please discard all candy wrappers and popcorn buckets in the trash receptacles. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. 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 Okay. Are they all gone now? Is everybody gone? Oh, phew. My cheeks, they're killing me. I cannot keep smiling like this forever. I'm exhausted. I need a break. A little break, yeah? Okay.